Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Merit Industries, a professional employer organization for HR, payroll, benefits, and workers' comp. MeritResources.com. And the Creamer Law Firm for business, law, and estate planning. CreamerLaw.com. We get things done.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. We've got 9.5 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. And what we do here on Friday, we kind of take the hard news, all the stuff that's going on, and we put it in the background. Yeah, I got to get all above all the stuff here. And we put it in the background, and we just kind of have Friday fun because it's Friday at 5 o'clock. You guys don't really want to hang in there with all the news and all the stuff about business, do you? No, I didn't think so. So in studio with us, he called us, and he says, hey, can I come on the show? And I said, well, why not? What the heck? Well, we have lots of people join us. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Anthony San. Anthony is a break dance instructor. Welcome to the News Hour, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I didn't know people were still break dancing, man.
Right. It's because it was kind of like dying out.
Yeah.
Here in the United States, but it bloomed internationally, like in Japan and Europe and all over. Yeah, pretty much just Europe and Asia. It just bloomed, and you know, it's starting to get back here in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
And are people doing breakdancing? Anthony San is with us. Are they doing it for just something to do, or is it also health related, or you know, kind of like yoga for
right.
fast moving people?
I believe so. Like, you know, when I teach my students, you know, they break a sweat. So,
yeah,
and
I guess
same
they
with
would.
Like, yeah, and like I don't just teach kids; I teach adults too, and they get a good
really?
Workout. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it might as well. What kind of music do you use for breakdancing?
Music, I like break funk
yeah.
music.
Yeah, yeah,
I like
yeah.
James Brown.
Yeah.
So, and then
James
like,
Brown.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
good
yeah.
man.
So, and then I like, you know, like old school hip hop music, and you know, just music that just makes you want to move.
Yeah. So are there, I'm talking to a breakdance instructor. I never thought we would do this. You know, we talk about all kinds of businesses here. This is very cool. So how long have you been doing this, Anthony?
7 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
Are you making any money?
Yeah. Well, teaching. And then, you know, like we'll go to like competitions and.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool. All right. So do you call this anything? Or is it your – is it Anthony San?
Right now, like, I'm just – like, you know, I just started teaching at Des Moines Social Club just a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And right now I just call it Breaking 101. Just
there you go. Breaking.
The, yeah.
There it is. Breaking 101. Okay. So because I know nothing about this, is
right.
there – are there certain – moves that are traditional with breakdancing?
Yeah, you
okay.
have your like you have your foundation moves, you know, like how do you, you know, you have to have your foundation to build on.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so
and what are those?
Yeah, you have your top rock, you have your footwork, you have your transition, and you have your freezes, and you also have power. Power is more of the flashy stuff like spinning on your head or hands and stuff.
Yeah.
And on your back, so.
So, yeah. I would be like a turtle, man.
Yeah,
it just would not work out very well. So, when you do this, how many people can you teach at a time?
Well, at Harding, I was teaching about 20 kids.
20 kids, really?
Yeah. And then I went to, I want to say it's like North Tama, and I taught like all the middle schoolers there.
Really?
And that was way more than 20.
So do you like have a posse that follows you around, or do you have friends that
yeah,
kind of help
well,
you?
We pretty much I have my crew. We're called Illust Around. We're from Des Moines. We've established in July last year. You know, there's just a few of us that take it serious in Des Moines.
Yeah.
So like they come to my classes, they'll help out because they know that there's a lot of kids, you know, like this one little guy teaching all these people. And, you know, like, I can't.
Now you know, this is going to be surprising to you because
okay.
our producer, who's on the other side of the desk from you,
yeah.
is a DJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And his name is DJ Hack.
Okay.
Yeah. So he.
T-Hack.
T-Hack.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. DJ T-Hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, definitely got a collab.
Yeah. Collab. Yeah. You guys could collab.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm way out of my league? I have no idea what we're talking about. All right. So the Des Moines Social Club, everything happens at the Des Moines Social Club. I mean, they have plays and they have movies and they have breakdancing, for crying out loud. This is crazy. So what do you want to do with this long term?
I just want to keep kids off the street. I just want them to put their energy into something positive, right? And so far it's working, so just keep it going. Even, you know, when I'm a lot older, I just want to just keep it building here.
Now folks can see you on YouTube. You got some YouTube stuff out there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do they have to go to find out what it is that you're doing?
Just look up Anthony San, S-A-N, last name, breakdancing, and you will find me. You can follow me or whatever they do on YouTube nowadays.
Yeah, right.
So,
right. Yeah.
Even I'm a.
Yeah. So, and you'll travel to other places and show people how to do things?
So, and then right now, actually next Saturday, I'm taking some of my students out to Omaha and they're going to have a kids' battle.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're taking students to Omaha for a battle of the breakdancing?
Yeah. So it's going to be a kids' battle. And I have a friend out in Omaha, and he also teaches. So it's kind of, you know, putting something positive out there. So.
I think it's very cool, Anthony.
Yeah.
I am really thinking this is cool. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
And congratulations. His name is Anthony San. That's S-A-N. All you have to do is Google Anthony San, and you're going to find him right there. Thanks for coming in and doing this, man. Thanks for calling us, you know.
Yeah.
It's always very positive when you meet young people who are doing some positive things with other young people.
Thank you.
And even old folks like me. You know, that's pretty cool. All right. Anthony San, ladies and gentlemen, on the News Hour for a Friday afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by our friend C.W. Smith. C.W. Smith is the guy whose music you have heard all week long here on the News Hour. We do this every Friday, bring in an artist from the area and listen to his music all week long and then interview him on Fridays. Here it is. This is C.W. Smith.